You are listening to a free version of Majority Report with Sam Steeter. To support the show and get another 15 minutes of daily program, go to majority.fm, please.
The Majority Report with Sam Steeter. It's time to look in the mirror, America. Do you like what you see?
I keep referring to Obama as the magic Negro.
Do you like what you see now?
Well, suck on this.
It's just a mirror, America.
Shared sacrifice by everybody.
What could it do to you except reflect your image?
I did nothing wrong at the Minneapolis airport.
The Majority Report.
Far more credible to me than PBS.
And Front One.
The Majority Report with Sam Steeter.
If I get the feeling you've been cheated.
It is Tuesday, September 9th, 2014. My name is Sam Steeter. This is the three-time award-winning Majority Report. We are broadcasting live in the literal, though not metaphorical, shadow of the New York Times building, the fashionable Dollar Lunch District of New York City. It's primary day in New York. Time to vote against quid pro quo. Meanwhile, things looking bleaker for Democratic control of the Senate in the midterms. Procedural vote last night on reversing Citizens United. Don't get your hopes up, folks. President Obama pumps on executive action on immigration reform until after the election. Who knows whether it's a punt to set up a punt. Also on the program today, devolution. Will Scotland vote for independence? What does it mean if they do? And a piece out there almost on cue after the question I was asked last week. Mark Blythe, that economist we had on this program, or I guess it now, wow, a couple years ago, come out with a paper calling for helicopter drops of money. Well, not literally, but almost literally. And the heartwarming story of a right-wing hero, a Navy SEAL, who had an intriguing story of both black-on-white racism and the potential for an Al-Qaeda strike in the United States. Turns out he was just lying. A collection of happy stories for a Tuesday and more. Folks, today will be a teaser Tuesday, as it is Tuesday. And we haven't had a teaser Tuesday for a while, even on another non-Tuesday day. If you don't want to be subjected to Teaser Tuesdays, folks, become a member of the Majority Report today at majority.fm. Or also, what is it? What is the, I can't even,
isn't it join the majority report.com.
Yeah, there you
not
go.
That hard.
It just doesn't stick in your head.
All right. I think we'll test another one.
Yeah.
Clearly.
We'll see. We'll do another one. And, of course,
you got to believe in the product you're selling.
Also going to talk about we're a day away from the president announcing our latest war, that apparently we're going to be going to war with ISIS, and it's going to take maybe 3 years. What is it about presidents when they start a new war? It's always one that's going to end after they leave. And sadly, the American public...
time set there.
Yeah.
The 3 years, everybody.
That's right.
That's late. That's right.
January 21, 2016.
This will still
probably
be going on. I'll be
American public seems on board, at least, with bombing. We'll talk about that. And also a late-breaking story about how the journalist, or I guess... how the family of the journalist Stephen Sotloff believes he came under ISIS's control or possession, I guess, from the so-called moderate factions in the Syrian rebellion. Just a more example of how there's really no way for us as a country to legitimately pick who it is that we want to win that rebellion. But let's turn to the story that's getting a lot of play for the moment. Janae Rice, Nay Palmer, posted a statement to her Instagram page. She, of course, was the victim of this brutal assault by her husband, Ray Rice, who, as of yesterday, no longer with the Baltimore Ravens and has been suspended indefinitely by the NFL commissioner, who also seems like he could use a suspension. But this story is just horrible. And there's a lot of debate as to whether or not the video should have been made public, as to whether or not it has re-victimized Janae Rice. But it really does uncover the failure of a series of police officers and DAs and the league and everybody associated with the Ravens organization. Janae Rice posted a statement to her Instagram page. "I woke up this morning feeling like I had a horrible nightmare, feeling like I'm mourning the death of my closest friend, but to have to accept the fact that its reality is a nightmare in itself. No one knows the pain that the media and unwanted options from the public has caused my family. To make us relive a moment in our lives that we regret every day is a horrible thing. To take something away from the man I love that he has worked his ass off all his life just to gain ratings is horrific. This is our life. What don't you all get? If your intentions were to hurt us, embarrass us, and make us feel alone, take all happiness away. You've succeeded on so many levels. Just know we will continue to grow and show the world what real love is. Ravens Nation, we love you." You know, I am not an expert in this stuff by any... I mean, I'm not an expert in any of this. I've been reading a lot of people who work with victims of domestic violence, who have been victims of domestic violence themselves. And there is... let me just sum up what I've read, which seems credible to me. First off, when there is domestic violence, it is a crime that is committed. And there is a responsibility by the state to follow up and prosecute that person who committed the violence. Secondly, that victims of domestic violence, Janae Rice's response to this is not inconsistent with victims of domestic violence for a whole myriad of psychological reasons. Again, this is not my analysis. That deal with the diminishment of their own self-esteem, the sense of somehow blaming themselves. There are others who have speculated that to the extent that Janae Rice thought that the abuse was worth the life that she would have as the wife of an NFL football player, and that's been taken away from her. All this wrapped up. It's a horrible situation. But certainly, the idea that the NFL didn't have access to this footage, or that they didn't seek it, because it's quite clear that the casino would have given it to them if we are to believe that they hadn't seen it, which also stretches the imagination. It is even more of their responsibility and their culpability for not dealing with this situation when it first arose in a way that was appropriate. And so it's a horrible situation, and, you know, to the extent that there's anything positive that comes out of this, it's just a greater awareness that, A, institutions can no longer get away with covering up for the for people who engage in this type of criminal act. It's quite clear that the NFL has had just this bizarre, effed up sense of priorities when it comes to policing their players. And whether the players like it or not, the fact is players are role models. And they're very high profile. And when the league sloughs off this type of stuff, it sends a message. It sends a message to future players. It sends a message to kids. It sends a message to broader society. And, you know, in this day and age, fortunately, institutions like this and companies and whatnot, they're held to account. And so, you know, this type of criminal behavior is unacceptable, and it's a problem that cuts across society. And frankly, it's a shame that it just takes a video, but it does. In our society, it does. And now you know why things like, as we see leaked stories about how the U.S. government tortured its prisoners, everyone from the Al-Qaeda suspects to Jose Padilla, why the CIA was so determined to destroy those torture tapes. Because the reality of humans is that things don't exist unless it's on video for us. That's just our own failing as people. And I go, let's play this video. Fox News, in reporting this video yesterday, and this is just indicative of the same problem, right? I mean, and indicative of the same solutions. You know, when Fox goes on and just talks about the idea of domestic abuse and sort of plays it off, it's sending a message. Now, they also know that their audience ultimately sees women as the property and chattel of their husbands or boyfriends. But this is, even for Fox, this is pretty bad. Listen to the, we're going to play the whole segment. Watch how seriously Steve Ducey and Brian Kilmeade and whoever, who's the third, who's the latest?
Sorry, I have my mistake. I always forget her name. I thought it was the woman who used to be on The View, but it wasn't. It's another one subbing. I'll get that.
I don't know who it is.
She doesn't talk much.
Guest host. Yeah, she just giggles. Listen to the way they talk about the publication of this video.
Let's talk about this. Ray Rice of the Ravens, you saw some video from the Revel Hotel in Atlantic City back in February. You saw that where he was dragging his knocked out then girlfriend, now wife, out of the car. Well, now TMZ shows us what happened inside, and it is shocking. Here they're walking in, yeah. And then we cut to the inside camera.
And see, what happened after that is after review, the NFL came out and suspended him for 2 games. He apologized profusely with his wife in a couple of press conferences. Then Roger Goodell, the commissioner, came out and said, I made a huge mistake. It's got to be more severe. It's the wrong message. It's going to be 6 weeks one time, and then a ban for life if you do it again.
Yeah. This is so shocking. It's so unfortunate, too, for the game of football in general that it puts such a black eye on the sport when it's such a great American pastime, right? I mean, from getting you teamwork and accountability and all this thing is for kids, but these guys are supposed to be role models, and they're, in some cases, beating up their girlfriends and then allowed to play after two games.
Yeah, well, this, you know, it's very clear, and this is a little herky-jerky. TMZ kind of cleaned it up to get rid of some jitter. But inside, you can see he hits her first, then she hits him back, and then boom, he just levels her. She hits her head on that rail right there, and then she is out cold, and he got suspended for two games.
So is that enough? We asked you that. Here it goes. Don says he had no real consequences. He should have been fired. This sends a bad message to young kids that it's okay to beat up your girlfriend and tell girls to take it, and then nothing will be done.
And a tweet from Joe says, as a Ravens fan, I am disgusted and will not be cheering for him. The NFL and Ravens organization.
Now, you like how, like, the only thing these guys have said about this so far, right, is it's shocking. And then they go to the tweets to offer any type of criticism of what actually took place. For some reason, they are very consciously staying away from condemning Rice or the NFL. Now, I don't know. It's Fox, you know, Fox Sunday. You got to watch those football games. Who knows, right? What is behind this? But it's quite clear that they are avoiding any critique. And it's not like these guys don't weigh in on all sorts of stuff. But they're having the Twitter responses do it for them. And you get a notion of where they're going with this.
And everything they did say about it has to do with how it affects football.
Right. It was shocking. It was shocking. Just like pictures of, I don't know, a tsunami. Shocking. You know, just sort of like, wow, that's an amazing.
Crazy stuff.
Well,
that's basically how they're saying it.
Yeah. And then they let the audience react so that they have no culpability with whoever it is that tells them not to say anything negative about that. That's not the game plan for today. Remember, we got that huge contract with the NFL. Continue.
Should be in shame as well.
We should also point out, after that video, and now you know what happened in there, she still married him. They're currently married.
I mean, look, Rihanna went back to Chris Brown right after. A lot of people thought that was a terrible message.
And then there's Jay-Z and Beyonce and Solange. That was also in an elevator.
But he noticed JV didn't hit back.
There was some craziness there.
I think the message is take the stairs.
The message is when you're in an elevator, there's a camera.
Yeah.
And there's a camera right now on Heather Nauert, who's got the headline.
Hi. Good morning to you. I've got some news on Plano, Texas.
There you go. There you go, folks. That's the message. That's the message. It's not about – the message isn't, hey, we got a problem where the NFL is covering up for this guy. It's not a question of, wow, we got a problem where the casino is covering up for this guy. Wow, we got a problem where if you're a wealthy football player or star or celebrity, you've got all sorts of mechanisms to cover up for you. The message isn't, wow, this is a horrible situation. Domestic violence, a real problem in this country. We've got this going on everywhere. Imagine if there wasn't a video. How many times does this happen on any given day where people don't have this type of recourse? No, the message is, don't forget, guys, if you're going to strike your lady, there's cameras in hotel elevators, and or maybe you should just take the stairs.
That's the main point. And the other thing, too, is that it also, you know, I don't know the narrative about this, but I saw comments on a YouTube video that we put up yesterday of people basically saying, like, well, she was hitting him, so it's self-defense, which is just utterly demented. And when they say Jay-Z didn't hit back, they're for them, they're subtly making the same point.
Right, right.
She instigated it. They're actually doing that. Like, it's
and you
a
know,
joke.
She did marry him.
Yeah.
She did marry him.
She did hit him. She did marry him. Seriously, guys, there are video cameras in the elevators. So you need to knock your wife unconscious.
Unbelievable. So here it is. Now, of course, they take a lot of grief for that video. And here's how they responded with it. This is almost as demented as the original in some ways.
He had been a star at Rutgers University, not far from New York City. People are burning his jerseys. Also, Rutgers removed him from the list of the Knights of the NFL.
Yeah. So, among the people who said he should be getting a second chance is former Raven coach Brian Billick, now a Fox broadcaster. He says, as bad as it is, America's full of second chances. You'll hear that cut a little bit later.
So our Facebook question of the day, we're asking you, should Ray Rice be banned from the NFL for life? Weigh in, and we will be sharing your responses coming up.
Sure. You can contact us via Twitter or Facebook or email us, friends at foxnews.com.
All right. Meanwhile, comments that we made during this story yesterday made some feel like we were taking the situation too lightly. We are not. We were not. Domestic abuse is a very serious issue to us, I can assure you.
And we're going to continue to follow this story.
Yeah, there you go.
As in, seriously, there are elevator cameras. So really,
yes,
that was a serious point, guys.
We want to be adamant about this. Unbelievable.
People thought we were joking about that. But if you were going to heinously beat your wife or fiance, please be aware of cameras.
I do think that there is an argument about the releasing of this video, but who knows, had it not been released, what would have happened. But, it's a horrible situation.
But isn't that the point that she does? Because I think there is a re-victimization by this being released. And I think it is inappropriate in a certain sense. But isn't the point that it took this,
yes,
for them to do the absolute obvious?
Yes.
That's the bigger point.
Yeah. All right.
We needed her to be humiliated again before we actually took action.
I don't think that was the intention, but I don't know. It's but I think the what Fox did on some level was sort of the icing on the cake in terms of showing what a problem it is in society still. Yes. That the implications of the way that these stories are received. What are you going to do? Slip and fell on a banana. Unbelievable. All right, this is where we'll say goodbye to our freebies, but I want to get to this story about ISIS.
We don't want you to stay for ISIS conversation.
Just all right, so myself know where to cut, man.
The story broke last night.